Taking your emails and taking your calls. Ignorant and uninformed.
That's the problem. I think it's going to be a gross summer in that regard.
Oh, as far as like,
I think it's too late already.
On fire. I don't think even if, yeah. I mean, I don't know how much more snow do we need before we're behind, not going to be in a drought this summer. I don't know if we can make it.
It's too late.
It's going to be a rough time up here in the mountains. And with all the just the ground clearing and just the environmental expanse of, you know, development into wild areas and things like that, that is just making it more and more of a tinderbox and a fire danger. It's just, it's crazy. But hey, everybody, welcome back to Ignorant Uninformed, America's favorite podcast. We're coming to you via the magic of the interwebs from Summit County, Colorado, Keystone, Silverthorn, and Breckenridge, respectively. And I am joined, as always, by our respectful hosts, Mr. Jeff Watson.
Oh, good afternoon.
And Mr. Max Sarakistan Sarak.
Hello, hello.
And I am Ben Hollywood Whitmore, and this is your podcast where we take your ideas and pretend that they're ours, and that Max is going to tell you about how that flim-flam shim-sham goes down.
Yeah, it works great. We steal all the credit and all the money from your genius ideas. Yeah, no, and we do nothing. We do nothing. That's very kind of you to keep contributing. Very, very sweet of you all.
Keep it up. Capitalism.
Yeah, exactly. It's the capitalist way. Come on, y'all. No, this is our show. We are in this together, not just the three of us, but you, the listeners, too, because we use your topics as the launching off points for our show. And in great appreciation of your contributions, we give you this episode and we give you free T-shirts. And if you send us enough topics, we will thank you. And that's what we offer to you. So, yeah, get your shirt and get on that canonization trail and send your topics to us. Questions make the best ones. You can twank us on the Twitters at Iganon. You can hit us up on the Facebooks and message the show that way. You can click the Submit a Topics button on our website or email us topics at ignorantanduninformed.com. Get your T-shirt. Become a saint.
Yes. Do it.
Do it. And this week, we have a topic from, Coates. Josh, not Jeff, though you...
I get that confused. I don't know why, because I feel like there was a Jeff. Like, not you, Jeff, but like a different Jeff that would give us topics or something.
I mean, Whacker.
Maybe that's Jeff what I'm Whacker thinking of. I get Jeff Whacker
has given us
Josh
a topic
Coates
or two
mixed up.
Yeah, yeah.
Having never met either of them, I don't think. So.
Whacker may have been on the show. Coates is not. I don't know.
Whacker was on the show.
We've done this a lot.
9 years, man. I can't remember every one. I don't even know.
I hear you. What are you laser pointing? Do you have a cat in there?
No, I'm playing with my laser pointer.
Oh,
it's,
okay.
It's actually it's a line. It makes a straight line. It's a level.
Whoa. Yeah. I'm super glad we're that entertaining to you.
I'm just easily distracted, Max. You should know this. Come on.
Squirrel. Well, Ben, I'm glad you're here for this one.
Oh God.
Oh Jesus.
Is Florida a birthplace of trouble or merely a magnet for it?
Oh, well, as I commented on this tweet, hey, I resemble that remark. Being from growing up in Florida. So
well, this is what I'm saying. This is
I am now, I've been in Colorado longer than I was in Florida now at this point in my life. So that's, is that true? Hold on. I did the math one time and it worked out, but maybe I just wanted it to, because I... 06, which gives me,
if you stay here long enough,
15 years now. And I moved to Florida moved away when I was 20. It's about even now, because I was 5 and I moved away when I was like 20 to move to New York. Like, I mean, there was a little on and off time. Sure. I guess I went to school in Gainesville, and I lived in Gainesville I've been in theater longer. So I don't know. But that's
well,
yeah,
compelling.
I guess
all
I'm
right.
still,
cool.
I'm still, I'm, I've not been in Colorado longer than I've been in Florida.
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting there with Ohio. Not quite there, but I mean, I've almost been here for half my life, in the Colorados. which is pretty crazy. But yeah, Florida. I mean, I can remember it wasn't ever until recording this podcast with you, Ben, but at some point I remember you making a comment about fucked up news stories. And like, there's a chance that like, if you see something fucked up on the news, there's a good chance it happened in Florida.
We always cross our fingers and be, oh, please don't be from Florida. Please don't be from Florida. Oh, they're from Florida. Damn it.
And I was going to say, like, I'll be damned. Like, man, you were not wrong, sir.
I think it's a magnet. I don't think. No.
Okay. You don't think it's like, there's nothing in the water of Florida that creates it. It's just that.
No, because then everyone would be nuts. And I don't think that's the case unless we're just talking in broad generalities.
Well, I mean,
there's Florida man everywhere. Let's be honest. There's Florida man in Summit County.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Do you think it's the warm weather that is a
drives people nuts
or just like a magnet for it? Like, I mean, you said, probably. You know, I think Miami is still under curfew. I don't know. Maybe it got lifted.
They declared a national emergency during spring break.
But wasn't a lot of that.
It's bad in Miami when they have to declare a national emergency during spring break.
But was that all people that live there or idiots that traveled there?
No, that was it being a magnet.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No, you look at spring break. I think it's a magnet.
I mean, there's just a lot of. There's a lot of people who are like truly from Florida are basically just like there's not too many of them. Most people are transplants to Florida, especially to a lot of the like air, like, you know, major metro areas like Miami, like Orlando. Like I mean, even growing up in Orlando, I never felt like I was from Orlando. I feel like my family moved here when I was like 5 and I lived there for 16, 17, 18 years after that. And, I guess I would count college is when I moved away. Like after college, I came to Colorado and I then moved to New York and then came back to Colorado. So, I mean,
okay.
I think it's that time in New York that's screwing over my record right now. Cause I'm like, I think if I counted that whole time as Colorado,
I mean, what, just wait for it, buddy. Just a little bit of patience. You'll get
just
there.
A few it's more okay. years. I'll get there.
It's okay.
Yeah.
My Unless son you're planning was born on moving. Here, though. That's in which good. Case. Well, as I was gonna say, there's not like there's a ton of Colorado locals either compared to transplants.
Exactly.
That's true. I mean, you get some people that are, I don't know, like there's a difference between like a true Colorado native and a Colorado resident, right? You know, like, maybe. I don't know if I can ever claim that I am a local, like, from Colorado. I've been here long enough that I feel like I sort of am for Summit County, but does that make me a Coloradan at any point? I don't know. I say Colorado now. I don't say Colorado. Colorado. If you say Rado. That's
so, I mean, if you don't think you're a local, then you're still Floridian. I mean, yeah. That's always
not a,
my
I guess
choice.
I'm not a Colorado
if you're not a local,
native.
Then what are you?
But I guess none of us are really. I guess only the people of, you know, indigenous, I mean, Ute heritage could be.
Aren't we all just tourists here?
Yeah, man.
We all gonna be.
We
gone.
Just stayed a lot longer.
Well, I mean, in general, but yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think it depends. Like, you know, you think about like a tree, right? And you know, so there's like a root system, there's like trunks, or maybe it's like a totem pole, right? And so like there's different like notches. Like I, you know, part of me is Canton. Like I am Canton born and raised, man, and that shit is in my blood. Like I talk to it with my about it with my homies. And okay. Like it will forever be that part of me. But, you know, at some point I made the choice to move to Colorado. And you know, that is also forever a part of me now. Like I, even if I were to go somewhere else next for the next 18 years, like, and then that place would also become a part of
your story, man.
Yeah, totally. Exactly. Like
I get you,
you know, there's things we take from everywhere we spend time. I think that we just sort of like wrap up into the people we are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I concur.
Like Jeff, got that Missouri blood in you.
Oh yes, I escaped Missouri. That's what I always say.
We're from Iowa. We're leaving.
That's why I think it's a magnet.
Sorry, St. Jasifer. Nothing against Iowa.
Yeah, not that you're. Yeah, just because you're born somewhere doesn't mean you're going to act like Florida man.
Well, I have a weird like because I don't.
Florida
I wasn't.
Man
I wasn't
like
born
this
in
your head.
Yeah. It
I
is
wasn't born in Florida, and before I was five, we lived in like a different city every year. Like we moved around 3 or 4 times before we moved to Florida, and then we were there for a while.
So,
but like. You know, so I don't really have, I don't feel any strong ties to any one particular place except Colorado, except for here. Like, it's where I met my wife. It's where all my friends are. It's where, well, that's not true. I have some friends elsewhere as well, but like,
yeah. You know, so you don't have any ties to Florida as well? Like having
not,
grown up?
Not really anymore.
Like
I don't, I mean,
there's no bit of Florida that is still a part of you.
I still like Disney World, but only because I don't live there. When I lived in Florida, I hated Disney World. I didn't go to Disney World hardly ever. Like I went when I had to, like to the Epcot Center for school trips and stuff. And you know, like we would occasionally every few years, my parents would be like, we're going to get annual passes or we're going to get some free Disney tickets. And we would, or like when my family came to visit from out of state, that's when you went to Disney World because that's right. They wanted to go. And you're like, all right, let's go to Disney World.
Yeah. When you live in places that have tourist shit, you do it when
people
come.
When I was really into youth group at my church, we went to this thing that they still do, I think, or they used to, I don't know, in the before times called Night of Joy. That was like you Christian rock groups would play at various stages in Disney World. And you'd be like, oh, did you see the Newsboys? Did you see...
Oh, the Newsboys.
Even Curtis Chapman. Did you see fucking Amy Grant? Like,
I've heard of one of those people.
Yeah.
That was
a big deal.
Yeah,
that was like,
that's interesting to me that there is no part of Florida that you claim or seeped into you.
I mean, that's cool. I think about Gainesville occasionally. I have no desire to go back to Gainesville. None. Like I might go back to Orlando. Like I've got a bunch of good friends actually who still live in Orlando and like, sure. But I don't talk to them on a regular basis. Oh. I did start when Debbie and I started doing, my wife and I, we started doing, like Disney trips once a year. And so it sort of became tradition in the pre-COVID times that I would get together with my buddy, Tony, who still lives and works in Orlando. And works at the theme parks now and is like he's a recording artist and a sound engineer and all kinds of crazy stuff. We both started in high school as you know, we were friends in high school and we were in theater and drama club and all that stuff. So we were really good friends. And he stayed in Orlando and I didn't, but we started getting together like whenever I would go, we would leave the Disney bubble. And we would go out into the real world in Orlando and we would meet up at like usually a bar with really good beer and hang out with Tony. And that was like, that started me down this path of like, man, there are some things I miss about Orlando, but I don't really think I want to live there again. But
yeah,
just because I love Colorado so much, like I really, really just, it spoke to my soul in a weird way. Like when I can't really explain. But it propelled me to, you know, put up with a lot. There was a lot of rough times getting this theater, my job to where it is today, growing it from helping grow it. I didn't do it single-handedly, certainly, but, you know, growing it and through all those struggles and growing pains that it had to get to a point where, you know, I can be here at work and take a break and record a podcast and then go back to building boxes
okay.
for kids' camps.
Oh. You know circling back then, there was something that spoke to your soul about Colorado.
Yes.
It drew you here. It
did.
Magnetized you, if you will.
Yes, sure.
So I'm like, maybe there's people with some crazier souls that get magnetized to the Floridas.
Maybe they're just like, oh, it's so warm here. I don't have to wear shoes. I don't have to wear pants. Like it's just,
yes, you know. Maybe
that was one of the things. I think that's one of the things that made me that I realized I was not meant to live in Florida was because I hated wearing shorts. Always have. I hate shorts. I don't
really?
Like them in general.
Why? Are you not a fan of your legs?
I think so. Maybe it was a body image thing as a kid. So like, I wore shorts about twice a year in Florida in the summer. I would go swimming or go to the beach, and I would just change back into jeans. Like, I always wore jeans.
That is curious. I've never seen you in shorts.
You don't want to. I don't know. Like, my legs are just, they're so white.
Are your legs that hideous? I mean,
they're so white now.
I'm sure they're fine.
It's crazy. How many of these conversations, like, so I also was watching Staged last night, and there's this whole bit about Michael Sheen not wearing shorts because he didn't like his legs. And
interesting.
Also,
three pairs of shorts, and I do wear shorts when I go to Disney World now because it is just so effing hot. But if it cools down at all, I will put on jeans.
Interesting.
Always bring a pair of jeans, even in Florida, just to wear jeans. I don't know why, but I think that was a clue for me that I was like, oh, I can wear jeans pretty much year round here.
Yeah. It's no more swamp ass. All right.
Yeah. God, I don't miss that. I don't miss how you like walk outside or you take a shower and you get out of the shower and then suddenly you're sweaty again. You're sticky.
Humidity. No, I'm with you.
Humidity is just terrible. And my curly ass hair did not respond well to that. It was crazy.
Do miss warm evenings, like evenings where you can just stay in what you wore all day, as opposed to like having to layer up as we are wont to do up here.
Yeah, I would 100% agree with that.
Yeah, Florida's a great place for a getaway.
Go crazy.
I can stay in Florida for a week to 2 weeks and be okay on vacation. But I think living and working there again is just not in the cards for me.
I'd agree. When I lived in Hawaii, I was like, wow, I don't like living here.
Yeah, I totally
agree. Fun to visit, not fun to live there.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
Fair. Yeah, I've never lived anywhere by like water or someplace like warm and tropical. Mm-hmm. Like, it's been the Midwest and up here. Mm-hmm. So I don't know
how. I mean, different strokes, you know, I just prefer the mountains.
Yeah, man. For sure.
I don't know. So Debbie, my wife, she went to college in Hawaii. On the Big Island and University of Hawaii, Hilo. Yeah. And so she, you know, spent 4 years in at her uncle had a place there. So she lived with her uncle out on the Big Island in Hilo. And so she went back several times, and I was like, what is that like? Like, what is it like? I don't know what it would be like to, I mean, maybe it's like Orlando, but Hawaii just feels so isolated.
It is. Like, and it's not like Orlando.
There's no Disney World in Hawaii?
No. The towns
there's the cultural center or whatever.
I mean, the towns are much smaller. It's different. It's very different.
How long did you live in Hawaii? How long were you there?
Just a year.
Just a year?
And I was like, get me the fuck out of here. I got island fever so bad because the isolation, when it sinks in, you're like, God damn, we're just in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah. I'm a 6-hour flight from land.
Yeah.
Outside
I can
of this
drive land. Around the island and that's it.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
So it was like being penned in. That was part of the. Yeah. Okay.
That sunk in for me. It's like, wow, I can't escape. Not that I wanted to, but.
Yeah. But I think it would be, again, it would be like going to Hawaii, to like go to all inclusive or some kind of resort on a vacation. Like, you know, I think that's a very different prospect than like, okay, finding a place to live, getting a car in Hawaii, you know,
working a shitty job. It's just, it's different. Yeah. It's
there's like a start date and an end date to a vacation. Like, you know, going in, it's a temporary, like it's a fling. You're like, you're having a fling with Hawaii for 10 days.
Yeah.
You don't have to marry.
Exactly.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, but there's always that we could just stay here forever. Maybe we could be on vacation forever. But it's like, no, eventually the reality has to set in.
Life is not vacation.
This is not Boy Meets World, where they go on their honeymoon to Hawaii and then they open a tiki bar. Like, we're staying here forever.
Just by definition, like, in order to be on vacation, you have to be coming from something that isn't vacation.
You must
like
leave something.
Yeah. Yes, like that is those Permanent things are intimately vacation. Related.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But at the same time, I went to Orlando for a trade show like a year and a half ago, and I was like, wow, get me out of Orlando. I'm good. I would never want to live here.
There are a lot of Orlando people. There are a lot of things that even Orlando people hate about Orlando people and Orlando itself. Like, traffic is god awful 24/7. Like it's always bad. And that's the worst part about Florida to me is the traffic. Like just the interstates get backed up for hours on a daily basis.
Yeah, like, I couldn't do that ever anywhere.
It used to take me, like, if there was no traffic, I could have gotten to work in 20 minutes and it took me 2 hours to get to work every day.
God, that sounds awful.
It was so bad.
Ooh, I don't know how people do that on
a daily
basis.
It didn't matter if I had the early shift or if I had the evening shift.
Maybe that explains Florida, man. The heat and the traffic.
I think it just gets to you. It's like that. Okay. What's that movie with the Michael Douglas? Falling Down. And he just like, it's like LA. Like, I think LA is just as bad now.
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
Orlando is just as bad as LA now.
Yeah.
I think. I would.
I just don't know how people do that.
There's
far
more. There's more people in LA, but there's also more highways. I don't know. I've never experienced LA traffic the way that people who live in LA tell me about it or the way it's portrayed in the films. So I don't really know, but California's crowded, man. I mean, when we went to San Diego for Comic-Con that one time, y'all had a hell of a time getting from were you driving from LA? You and John drove in.
We did.
And it took like hours, you said, 4 hours or something.
It's possible. I don't remember that one. Like, I've definitely spent some time in LA and like been exposed to the traffics there. And yeah, it's crazy. Like, I'm sort of with Jeff that like there is like an efficiency setting in my mind of like time is valuable and I don't like wasting it. And sitting in a car is wasting it. That makes it difficult for me to like wrap my mind around a situation where I would choose to do it, like willfully every day.
Yeah. I don't get it. When people say, oh, my commute's 3 hours every day. I'm like, every day you just waste three fucking hours. That sounds awful.
What would you? Yeah, I would have to find
no job
something
is worth
productive to do with that time. Like, it would drive me crazy.
No, even listening to podcasts, books, whatever. It's in my head. I'm still like, dude, I can't do that every day.
That's
not. Well, that's probably why good for us for choosing
why
not
we live
to.
Here. Yeah, I mean, exactly. Even when I go down to Denver and I've been stuck in traffic, I'm like, God, how do people fucking do this? I hate this.
Dude, I don't like going to the grocery store on a weekend.
Well, there's that too. I'm just spoiled though.
Totally. They're like spring break, you know, like there's a bunch of people here like, oh my God, it's so rough. I had to wait for 20 minutes. It took me half an hour to get to track. You know. But trade-offs, man, it's always the trade-offs. I'm curious too. I'd be interested to see, and I wonder if someone has done this, like put together a map with like the magnetizing features of each place. Right. Like something draws people to Florida, something draws people to Colorado, something, you know, something draws us all somewhere.
Yeah.
There's this article that's been going around for a while of like just different types of maps of the United States that just sort of give you different perspective. And there's one that's like, that, you know, it's everything from like
searches.
Well, there's that one, but there's one that's like, you know, the other than English, what is the second, or other than Spanish, what is the like third, the next most common language other than Spanish and English that's spoken in each state, or like a gradient map of like where it, regions that are, it's called pop or soda or Coke, you know. And like, you know, it's just really interesting. But that's an interesting point. Like, I wonder if there's like the most attractive feature of a state or an area or something.
Yeah.
Interesting. We should make that map if it's not around.
I'm cool.
But
I mean, maybe. I assume most people move to Florida because the weather is more or less nice year round. I would assume.
Weather.
People retire there. It's because it's
weather. No income tax, I believe.
That too. I mean, that's why my grandma moved down there, because of the fucking weather.
Yeah. Oh no. I mean, that's where, yeah, I think that's a lot of people.
Stop.
And then I think there's a handful of people, like every place, that just never leave. Right. For whatever reason.
Yeah.
Like,
you were born there and you're not going to leave. Sure.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And I'm sure
there's
some people,
good things about Florida. I mean, the weather's nice.
I like seafood.
It is warm. Yeah, the seafood was always pretty good, no matter where you went. Like even, like a restaurant that was always pretty fresh. Like even a chain restaurant, you know.
Oh yeah. No, we've talked about Carmine's Deli. I mean,
hell yes, we have. Yeah.
Fresh orange juice, good God.
Oh, yeah, the citrus good is God. Legit,
there,
man.
The beaches are like hit and miss in Florida, I will say, but there are some really nice beaches.
Sure.
If you Gulf like side, the beach.
I was going to say, sort of, Atlantic side is shit.
Atlantic yeah. side, there was always like one or two good ones that everyone knew yeah. about. And then
they're always jellyfish, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Always.
And like jellyfish. Rocky, yeah, not like the sandy, nice beaches that you want. Sunrise they over they can the be. Atlantic.
They're just either covered in seaweed or jellyfish. Like...
Gotcha.
That's about it.
And the yeah, water's cold.
The water is cold.
The water's colder, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, well, it explains why I've only been to Florida once in the past, like, 20 years, and that was for that trade show.
And it was for work, right?
Like, yeah, exactly. I'm not – I mean, I still want to go to the Keys because I've never been to the Keys. Word. But other than that, Florida's like, not my thing.
Spend an afternoon in Key West. Don't spend a long time in Key West because it's, oh, yeah? It's just weird. It's a weird town.
Okay.
It's like it is cool to see, like, there's a bunch of really, you know, iconic stuff down there. Mm-hmm. Like they have, you know, like those you know, certain the architecture and the way it's sort of like it feels a little like New Orleansy. Mm-hmm. You know, like just the way gotcha. That the houses are all painted bright colors and they're like row houses and mm-hmm. it's a little like Bourbon Street, you know.
I like that.
There's a lot of good food, and you can see the southernmost point in the U.S., which is fun. That's a big buoy at the end of the dock. You can go check it out and be like, mm-hmm. But like, other than that, it's about an afternoon, unless you're looking to just like, you can just bar crawl and I'm sure you could have a good time, but it's just like, it's just wild and crazy and weird. It's like an equal amount of like old retired gay men who run antique shops.
Perfect.
And like young, like college kids who, you know, like who have no business being in Key West for, you know, that long, but it's just a weird vibe, man. It's fun, but it was weird, but there's like way better places. Like Key Largo is way better. Like if you just want to hang out in a beach town on a key, like,
yeah, that's
and what like, Key don't, West, like, you know, yeah. There was this one place off, I think it was off of Key Largo, but it was like, it was called Duck Key. I don't remember. There was an awesome resort that we stayed at when I was a kid, and I will never forget it. It was like the best 4 days of my life. It was awesome. They had like their own little private lagoon that okay. they had that was like open to ocean water, but it was like clean and sandy, and it was just really nice because it was like somehow they had like a net or something, so like animals couldn't get in.
Sure.
Keep the nature out.
That's right. Get the fuck out of here, swamp.
You know, and you like everybody left with like, you know, they paid the person to come out of their beach chair, like Michael in the office where he gets like the two beads in his hair. Like he's like, yeah, Jamaica man. Like,
oh Jesus.
When he went to Jamaica he went to Sandals with Jan.
Oh shit.
But there's a bunch of the Keys are not there's far worse places that you could spend some time than the Florida.
Sure.
Especially like in Florida.
I spent time in Pensacola.
Oh God. Nope. That's a military town. It's yeah, just
not a fan.
Just a kind of a, if you're not in the military.
Yeah.
Then you're in a trailer park and you know, I knew a few people from Pensacola and I didn't care to go back.
Nah.
But yeah, there's a nice place. Like Sarasota is really nice. That again, it's Gulf Coast side. Mm. Tampa is just huge, and it's getting bigger. Mm. But Tampa's a fun city, and like St. Petersburg, very close to Tampa, is also very nice. That's sort of like, I would say the best. Like yeah, that's where my buddies Matt and Kevin are from. They grew up in St. Pete, so they're you know. There's some fun places in St. Petersburg too. I don't know. This is. I don't know. It's just one of those things that I was like, meh, I'm done with Florida. Orlando sure. is novel, but I'm done.
Dead. Sure. And I also think that Florida Man is a meme at this point. So anytime there's a news story, they're always going to put Florida Man in the headline because you click on that shit.
Yeah. Well, supposedly, and this was going around, I think about a year ago, but like the reason that Florida tends to come up in the news more often is because there's a law in Florida that releases police reports to the public. And like yeah. generally those aren't released and made public sense. Record until like long after they occur. Yeah.
So really, but every state is just as crazy as Florida, possibly we just more don't know crazy. About it.
It's possible. It's just that Florida ends up in the news because news organizations can get those.
Because Florida doesn't care about its citizens.
Oh, that's sure. Interesting. Yeah.
So statistics, it just seems to come up more because the information is more readily available.
Right, because everywhere else is more closed with their crazy.
Yeah, there's more privacy. So there is a reason that Florida seems to be full of crazies when it's probably got just as many crazies as everywhere else.
That is super fascinating, and I like that explanation. I'm glad that you remembered and threw that in here, Ben. Thank you.
It was a I think John Oliver did a bit on it, like, why is Florida man always Florida man? But
case closed.
There is some weird shit that happens in Florida, though, I will say. Like, it's just, you always get, like, crazy, like, the bath salts thing happened in Florida, and that was weird. But, I don't know. But, you know, Disney World's great. If you want to go, like, not feel like you are in Florida.
Oh, shit.
That's all I have to say about it.
Yeah, great.
Really want that sponsorship.
Yeah, yeah, great. Come on, we'll have to watch our language.
The Florida Tourism Department.
No, yeah, you're all over the weddings.
There was a place I do remember. I will say this: there was a putt-putt golf. This is how weird Florida is. Putt-putt golf is huge, huge. There's like one. There's at least one in every town, and there's like. And they're themed. They're like, because everything is to the Disney-th degree in Florida. Like, you have to compete with Disney. So mm-hmm. any attraction has to be ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not just like, oh, we had a big ball of yarn. It's like, no, we got a big ball of yarn with a freaking upside down museum and a putt-putt golf course attached to it. And it's themed like the sweaters of the world. I don't know. Whatever. Like, but there was this putt-putt golf place that we always used to go to because they would let kids in. They would let, you know, young people without adults. And it wasn't like a bar, but it was like where we went in high school, like when we weren't old enough to, you know, go to bars and drink and stuff. That didn't stop us. But, you know, we would go like group dates, especially when I was in the youth group. That's where we would go for like hangouts because it was like a public place. So you could go there, but you would always like sneak off with some girl and try to make out with her. At the putt-putt golf place. But at this place, it was called Congo River Golf. And it was like themed like an Indiana Jones type adventure, like these cliffs. And there was this like crashed plane. And there were these like probably very racially insensitive, like statues of indigenous peoples and natives to this island or whatever.
Probably.
You know? And it was, you know, so it was like, it was 18 mini putt-putt golf holes, and it was like, you know, all this cave and these waterfalls and all this stuff. But up front, if you didn't want to go putt-putt golfing or before you went putt-putt golfing, they had a cage full of alligators. Nice. And you could pay like $5, and they gave you this like tray of cut up chicken, like raw chicken. And they gave you a little fishing pole with a little like bent nail on the end of it. And you would reach, there was little holes like about a foot wide, and you would like reach in with your fishing pole and you could feed the little alligators little pieces of meat. And what a way to spend an afternoon.
I would be all about that.
Those little fuckers would jump up like, sure. They were small, you know, they were like,
did they call it the glory hole by any chance?
No, but they should have. It was like a fence thing, you know, it was like, so you could see through into the enclosure, but there were like little holes in it. So you could reach through.
I mean, it beats feeding ducks, feeding trout.
It was crazy. One guy, like there was always, you know, you would every once in a while, every couple of years, you'd hear about some asshole like reaches his hand in to try to grab one of the alligators and gets his hand bitten off or something.
Well, did you see the story this past week at the zoo where the guy jumped a fence with his kid?
Into the elephant enclosure?
Yeah. What an asshole. And then the elephant charged him. It's like, well, what'd you fucking expect?
What did you think? And he wasn't like trying to kill him.
I don't think it was in Florida.
No, okay. It was in...
I don't remember, honestly.
It wasn't at the Denver Zoo. I forget where it was.
Okay. Yeah.
Was it Cheyenne Mountain?
I honestly don't know.
I don't know. But some ass and a baby, like a small child. And so me now having a small child, I was.
How just, dare you?
I was outraged. I was like, what on earth? You know, I'm far more like sensitive to those things now, like, which is weird, like about children and like your child. And like, oh God, do you know where your children are? Anyway, I've taken us over time, but this is a great, great ending story for Florida, Florida man, we miss you. Hey, everybody. Thanks for downloading and listening to Ignorant Uninformed, America's favorite podcast. We've been your hosts, Mr. Jeff Watson.
Good times.
Mr. Max Sarakistan Sarak.
Find yourself a city to live in.
And I am Ben Hollywood Whitmore. No longer. And that's Hollywood, Florida, not Hollywood, California. That's the secret. That's my secret, Cap. I'm always from Florida.
Oh, my God.
And we're going to be back next week with a brand new episode. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/ignorantuninformed. Check us out, twank us on the Twitter @IgAndUn. You can also send us your topics at topics@ignorantuninformed.com, as well as checking out all the podcasts right there at ignorantuninformed.com. Make sure you subscribe on whatever podcaster you listen to us on. Check us out, and we'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Hot Ash Freshness, all up in your grill. Peace off.